أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإسلام أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we discuss verses 193 and 194 of Surah Ali Imran. In the previous verses, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke about the submission and the supplication of the Ulul Albab, which shows that despite the fact that they were connected to Allah Ta'ala, despite the fact that they made the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they were very aware of the fact that they were not able to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and the result of which was that they feared the fire of Jahannam. Going forward, they continue in the submission to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiya. O our Rabb, certainly we have heard the munadi. The munadi refers to the caller. Who is this caller? None other than our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Munadi will refer to a caller that calls out alal i'lan, somebody that calls out aloud. What was the call? Yunadi lil iman. His call was to iman. An aminu bi rabbikum. The call was bring iman in your Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That was the day and night fikr of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhan nas qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people, say La ilaha illallah, you will be successful. So these are the people that say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we heard this call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'amanna, then we brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a matter of fact, in all the tenets of Islam, in every aspect that we were supposed to bring iman. This is again the fadl, the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had chosen us for this iman. Many others had heard this iman also. Abu Jahl had also heard the munadi. Abu Lahab had also heard the munadi. Many, Utbah, Shayba, all of them had heard the caller. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam called towards iman, but they were not blessed with this iman. So one is this, that it was the fadl, the grace of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the tawfiq, the ability of the acceptance of iman. Now when the iman was brought, obviously there were requisites of this iman. After bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, two aspects remained. One was to fulfill whatever the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was, and the second aspect was abstinence, to abstain from whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had prohibited. Obviously, both of these were very, very difficult, and hence these were the people, the Ulul Albab, they had understood both of this. They had understood that there will be omissions, they had understood there will be commissions, and hence they submit once again to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana. O our Rabb, forgive our sins. That there may have been the commission of sins, there may have been errors, there may have been major sins that we had committed. So, O Allah, forgive our sins, whatever it may have been, we were unable to abstain, then forgive our sins. Second, وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا. in trying to fulfill your commandments, in trying to perform our salat, for example, in trying to fulfill the other obligations of deen, our ibadat, the simple tilawat of the Quran Sharif, whatever it may have been. But then again, we were never able to fulfill the haqq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There may have been omissions, there may have been laxities, there may have been deficiencies. So immediately, the ulul albab realize and recognize the deficiencies, and they say, وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا. O our Rabb, obliterate, O Allah, remove our sayyi'at, remove our evil, remove our minor sins. In other words, these laxities that we have, remove them. Now, you have given us iman, O Allah. You have brought us onto this path. It is you that has brought us. To remain on this path is a very, very difficult path of our life. And we cannot remain on this on our own. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. In Arabic, there is a saying, أَنَا مَعَ فُلَان. I am with someone. And this ma'a in one context of Arabic is, I am on the creed of someone. So here in that context, وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. O our Rabb, cause us to die on the creed of the pious. O Allah, cause us to die on the creed of the pious. It is not in my hands, it is not in anybody's hands to cause me to die on the creed of the pious, but in the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence the ulul albab beseech Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for death on the creed of the pious. Who are the abrar? The anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the siddiqeen, the shuhada, and the salihin. So here is the dua that is being made for death on iman. It is not in our hands, it is not in the hands of anyone else, but it is in the hands of Allah. This tawfiq is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence the ulul albab realize that. And this is the dua that we need to beseech Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all the time, seeking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that thus far Allah ta'ala has guided us on the sirat mustaqim. Going forward, the next step also is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'attana ala rusulik. And O our Rabb, and grant us ma wa'attana ala rusulik, what you have promised your Rasul Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, we ourselves are not one who are recipients of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so far as the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. We are not worthy of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in so far as the ni'mats of Jannat is concerned. Ourselves, our deeds, our actions, they cannot bring these ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. So hence, we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have made many promises to your Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, O Allah, purely through your fadl, whatever you have promised Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those benefits, those ni'mats of Jannat, ya Allah, you grant it to us also. Wala tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. And O Allah, the reality is this, that we are worthy of disgrace, but O Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Again, that is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Then, innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. O Allah, you are that being who does not violate, who does not go against your promise. We have made a pledge with Allah Ta'ala, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O Allah, this pledge is between you and I, but obviously, I have broken my pledge time and again. Now Allah Ta'ala, I have broken my pledge, but O Allah, you are that being who never breaks his promise, who never breaks his pledge. So innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Oh Allah, you are the one that does not break the pledge. Allah, do not break this covenant with me, despite the fact that on many occasions I have broke the covenant. So oh Allah, bestow upon me the rahmah of this world and the rahmah in the qabr and the rahmah of the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.